Tech and crypto firms pledge to trace wildlife trade money. On-chain, a group of large technology and crypto companies, including Google, Meta, PayPal, and the blockchain analytics firm Chainalysis, has committed to using artificial intelligence and on-chain tracing to disrupt the illegal wildlife trade, according to a June 21, 2026 report relayed by Cointelegraph citing Reuters. The pledge points familiar financial crime tooling at a category of crime that rarely sits in a crypto headline. The illegal wildlife trade is one of the larger illicit economies in the world, and it depends on moving money across borders without drawing attention. Payment platforms, ad networks, and marketplaces have long been part of how traffickers reach buyers and settle transactions. Adding blockchain analytics to that mix signals that investigators expect at least some of those flows to touch digital assets. The forensic layer behind the pledge Chainalysis is the name in this coalition that matters most for crypto readers. It builds the clustering and attribution tools that law enforcement and exchanges use to follow funds across wallets and chains. Those are the same techniques that surface in cases SpendNode has covered before, from tracing North Korean theft networks to mapping how a frozen Bitcoin balance connected back to an elder fraud money mule. Applied to wildlife trafficking, the method is the same even though the underlying crime is not financial. An investigator starts with a known address, a flagged payment, or a marketplace listing, then walks the transaction graph outward to find counterparties, off-ramps, and any service that converted crypto to cash. The AI detection piece, contributed by the larger platforms, sits earlier in the funnel. Pattern matching listings, images, and ad copy that advertise protected species before money ever changes hands. Crypto is one rail among several. It would overstate the case to suggest the wildlife trade runs primarily on crypto. Most of this economy still moves through cash, hawala-style transfers, and conventional payment processors, which is exactly why PayPal and the ad platforms are in the room. Crypto is one rail among several, and the value of bringing Chainalysis in is coverage. If even a slice of trafficking proceeds, gets converted to stablecoins or Bitcoin, an unmonitored gap closes. That coverage point is the practical takeaway. On-chain analytics works best as one input inside a broader investigation, cross-referenced against platform data, shipping records, and tips. A coalition that pairs Google and Meta's detection reach with Chainalysis's tracing turns isolated leads into something investigators can actually follow end-to-end. The reach and surveillance trade-off. A coalition of this size raises the same tension that runs through every expansion of blockchain monitoring. The tools that trace a trafficker's payout also map ordinary users who never did anything wrong, because a public ledger does not distinguish between the two until an analyst draws the line. Privacy researchers have flagged this pattern each time analytics firms widen their remit, and a wildlife crime mandate is unlikely to be the exception. For everyday crypto holders, the immediate effect is small. The flows under scrutiny here are trafficking proceeds, not retail spending, and a card linked to your own wallet or a routine exchange purchase is not what these systems are hunting. The longer-run signal is that blockchain forensics keeps gaining new mandates, and each one normalizes more monitoring of public chains. A pledge, not yet an outcome worth keeping in view. This is a commitment rather than a measured result. The report names participants and a shared goal, but it does not, on the basis of the single source available, put a number on seizures, frozen funds, or cases opened. Voluntary industry coalitions can deliver real enforcement, and they can also stall once the launch attention fades. The test will be whether the group publishes case outcomes or arrest figures over the coming months, the way blockchain analytics vendors already do for sanctions and theft work. For now, the development is notable mainly for who showed up. Having Google, Meta, PayPal, and Chainalysis put their names to the same effort tells you that platform operators and on-chain investigators increasingly see illicit finance as one connected problem rather than separate fiat and crypto silos.